I really don't think that categorising artists is really the right thing to do, but I've gone along with it because, well, for instance, this interview is now occurring, isn't it? It means that I get attention that I mightn't otherwise get, because if people are out there looking for outsider artists and they see, oh, I'm written up as one, well, you know, therefore they'll come and interview me or film me or whatever it is, along with the others who are put into that category. In my point of view, it's an expediency, but I suppose I'm being very honest in saying that. The academics would have different reasons for me being put into the category, I'd imagine. Why do you think you're an outsider artist?
I'm not an outsider artist.
What are you?
What I say is an art brute maker.
You're an art brute maker.
Or an art maker.
What about art brute being schizophrenia on the streets? That's something that you've been attributed to having said.
Can be when it's not just a display. When it is a dance or shamanism or magic, when it is something that is very genuine. But you know, how many good speeches does a politician give?
Well, that's one that you've given, and it's been quoted in many different places. So is that your best speech?
Well, I'm not talking about that. I mean, I believe that to be a very real form of art brute. But I don't believe everybody that does unusual or unpredictable things on the street is making art brute.
Well, don't
you? Although I have seen some very extraordinary things, which have been performance, which have been dance, which have been shamanism, and I well and truly knew that was art brute.
Don't you think that by having this thing that art brute is schizophrenia on the streets, it also leads people to believe that art brute and schizophrenia are the same thing?
No, I said it could include.
Right, well, that's what you've said, but others have quoted it out of context.
Well, they can quote what they like. I write as best I can. If they bugger it up, that's their problem. It reflects back on them, not on me.
Yes, but you can't, in fact, stop people from doing that. And if you have something like that, don't you see that it can lead people to thinking that art brute and schizophrenia are the same thing, no matter whether it's quoted in context or not?
Well, it's not by my actions. Why should I forego the pleasure of writing about art brute? The fact that it will be misquoted out of context by people is a worry to me. I don't know. It really falls on their backs, I suppose. It's a better effort than some of the other things that have been done. If you're going to have an evil, at least have an intelligent evil, which you know what you were dealing with. And some of the other writings I've seen about art brute have been not very substantial at all. But I feel that more writing is probably the answer.
Well, it's also true that schizophrenia and art brute are not mutually inclusive anyway, because a lot of artists who are schizophrenic would not be doing highly original work that could in any way, shape or form be put into the category of art brute.
From what I've seen in 20 years in hospitals,
mm-hmm.
The capabilities of talent and creation emerging in a hospital and being consistently raised to a level of what you would call noticeable is much less in a hospital than outside of a hospital. I still contest the point about schizophrenia. It's, even R.D. Lang says it's an unusable word and means nothing. You have to, like, people within hospitals, also artists who are creating, also the art that's being created. If you have to approach one of these things without any sort of categorizations, or you have to approach one as an individual, then you should have to approach all those things individually. Who is this person? What are they? What are they creating? Why do they have these labels? What art are they making? Well, I think we're in this mess about definitions, because it was all began, really, by a bunch of psychiatrists in Europe that decided to classify things down to the ground because they still held on to that early and compass some scientific background.